Welcome to German Grammar Unlocked, your go-to podcast for GCSE German revision. I'm so glad you're here because today we're tackling one of the most important topics in the entire GCSE German course: nouns, pronouns, and determiners. Now, I know that might sound a bit dry, but trust me, once you understand this, everything else in German clicks into place. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Let's begin with nouns. In German, every single noun has a gender. That's masculine, feminine, or neuter. And unlike English, you absolutely cannot guess. You have to learn the gender along with the word. This is so important that examiners specifically look for it in your writing and translation tasks. So here's the golden rule. Never learn a noun without its article. Don't just learn Hund, learn der Hund, the dog. Don't just learn Katze, learn die Katze, the cat. And don't just learn Kind, learn das Kind, the child. Now, here's a brilliant trick to help you remember genders. Think of the three articles as three different colours. Blue for masculine, der, pink for feminine, die, green for neuter, das. When you write vocabulary in your notes, colour code them. Your brain will start to associate the colour with the gender automatically. There are also some really useful patterns in noun endings that can help you predict gender. If a noun ends in ung, it's almost always feminine. Die Wohnung, die Zeitung, die Meinung. If it ends in Heit or Kite, it's feminine. Die Freiheit, die Möglichkeit. And if it ends in Chen or Lein, it's always neuter. Das Mädchen, das Häuschen. These endings are your best friends in the exam. One more crucial point about nouns: compound nouns. German loves to stick words together to make new ones. The gender of a compound noun is always determined by the last word. So das Haus is neuter and die Tür is feminine. Put them together and you get die Haustür, which is feminine. The last word wins every time. Now let's talk about cases. This is where a lot of students lose marks, but it doesn't have to be complicated. German has four cases: nominative, accusative, dative, and genitive. But at GCSE, you mainly need the first three. The nominative case is used for the subject of the sentence, the person or thing doing the action. So in der Mann kauft ein Buch, the man buys a book, der Mann is nominative because he's doing the buying. The accusative case is used for the direct object, the thing being acted upon. In that same sentence, ein Buch is accusative because it's the thing being bought. The key change in the accusative is that masculine der becomes dein and ein becomes einen. Feminine and neuter don't change. So remember, only masculine changes in the accusative. The dative case is used for the indirect object, the person or thing receiving the action. If I say, ich gebe dem Mann ein Buch, I give the man a book, dem Mann is dative. In the dative, masculine and neuter use dem or einem, feminine uses der or einer, and plural uses den. Dative is the one that trips students up the most, so practice it until it feels natural.